joining us in the studio, and it is it's Dave and it's Joe Dunwell. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Really good.
Thank you very much for coming in. Apologies that the aircon is not working, so you're in a bit of a sweat box.
On the hottest day of the year, so
yeah. It's great, isn't it,
yeah,
really?
It's good.
Welcome along to the sweat box. The Dunwells, we've been playing you for a number of years now.
Thank you so much for all the support that you give us.
No problem at all. No, look, it's you're a great band, and it's great music, and it's great to see even more music coming out from you guys. A new EP at the moment.
A new EP and two new singles. So we just released Lucky Ones, and that's coming to the end of that cycle, and then we're going with a new single called Animals off the same EP, which comes out on the 10th of July properly. So yeah.
So what's when you're coming out with new music, what's is it like a label that says, oh, we think a good idea is having an EP now, or good idea is an album, or is it down to you guys that happens?
I think for us, because we had the first album and that was like a 2.5 year period where we toured that, and we didn't release any new music for 2.5 years. We released the album and then that was it. We just wanted to get as much music out this year as possible, so that's why we went four track EP and then an album coming in September. So it's like, just get as much music out as we can.
And what
we're putting out at the moment is, we are so proud of, you know, it's like the best music that we're coming out with at the moment.
How different is it? I mean, we're going to hear Lucky Ones, we're going to hear Animal a little bit later on, but how different is the music now to what you were doing a couple of years ago?
We spent so much time in America touring, it almost had like an Americana feel, but now we've brought all the recording process and us as a band back to Yorkshire, and spent, you know, a year and a half writing all of the stuff just outside of Bridlington in a little town called Killam with a producer called Stephen Harris, who produced the Codeline record.
And the Kaiser Chiefs record.
So
not bad. He's all right. Yeah,
we made a conscious decision to come back to our roots and, you know, be as English as we can.
Because we were discussing this a little earlier, that you spent a lot of time over in the US. And I would have thought, first of all, when you put a band together, you sort of think, woohoo, yeah, tour the US. But I suppose after a while, it gets like anything. You just sort of, you want to get home.
It's not that we wanted to get home. It's just when we were home, we were almost forgotten about. It was like, you know, when we went to America, we were, you know, in America, and people were saying, oh, you're doing so well out in America, which was true.
Yeah.
But we also wanted to be doing well in our own country, do you know what I mean? So that's, like I said, that's why we've made that conscious decision of coming back to the UK and spending so much time here, and we've got a really good label and a great management team, and everything seems to be falling into place for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In America, I mean, what is that like, touring America? I would imagine it's
unbelievable.
Pretty crazy.
Honestly, we learnt our trade by touring America, because we played night, like we did, because it, flights were so expensive, we'd fly over there and spend 6 to 9 weeks out there and utilize the time, you know, properly. So we would, you know, it'd be 9 weeks of 4 shows a week, you know, up to 15 hours traveling in between shows. It was, we totally learned how to be a band, how to, you know, write songs, our craft as a, everything that we were doing out there.
How to kill time sat in the back of a bus. It's an art form. And you've got a 16-hour drive and you think, right, okay, I'm going to fill my iPod up with that music and that battery's going to last for 8 hours, and then I'm going to put my films on my tablet and that battery's going to last for 3 hours, and then I'll allow myself a 2-hour sleep in the middle of it, and then still wake up and you've got 5 hours of a journey left and you're like, this is ridiculous.
I suppose it's like when you go on holiday with a partner. Yeah. You realise then if this, you know, this is going to be like, you know, a partner for life.
Because
it's almost like living with someone. But I suppose with a band, that first time you go away on tour together, that's it, you know. You two, you guys are fine. You've been living with each other for a long, long time. But when you've got other people coming into that party, that must be quite difficult, I would imagine.
It is quite difficult. And especially because we went from no touring at all to you're on the road now.
Yeah.
It's like, you learn everybody's bad habits and good habits. And I've probably got the worst habits of them all.
what habits has he got?
The clean habits that he's got. No, I'm joking. He's And do you know what? I don't think Joe's necessarily got that too bad of habits. He gets really frustrated when we're running late. Like, see, there's complete polar opposites here. I'm very casual about my timekeeping.
Right. Yeah.
So if I think if I'm within a 15-minute time period, that's me on time.
Yeah.
Joe, the stress level that goes through. So you can pick your side, whoever's right and wrong there.
I've got to admit, I'm with Joe on this one.
I mean, we were 10 minutes late today and I was stressing out.
Oh, like, really? I was late myself getting out of a meeting here, so it wasn't a problem. But I'm probably with you. I'm the sort of... I always remember Ricky Gervais saying that if people are late, he gets really stressed out. He gets there to meetings early, even if he's got to drive around the block for 10 minutes.
I'd rather sit in my car in a car park and just... ponder about what I'm going to be doing, than be driving with a minute to spare.
Oh, and you freak out. I'm exactly the same.
See, my problem is that if I've got 15 minutes to get somewhere, I'll look at something that takes 20 minutes to do, and I'll go, I could fit that in. I could do that.
But he does that in America as well. So, like,
right.
And our tour manager used to do the same. He was an American guy, and he used to wake up and he goes, right, so we've got an 8-hour drive, and we'll set off. 8 hours to go. I'm like, but that leaves us no leeway for stopping, and I get hungry. If I miss my food, I'm like, oh no. So, and he's like, no, we're just going to do an 8-hour drive straight through. I'm like, this is not possible.
I'm hungry now.
I'm with you. That is frustrating. I must admit. I especially if you're driving somewhere and then you get caught in traffic and then you're like, oh my god, I can't cope with this at all. I'm with you on that. We're going to hear something for you. We're going to hear Lucky Ones first of all. Just tell us a little bit about this one.
So it's the title track of the EP, and it's been various forms. It's been written. It started out with Rob writing it. He's the bass player of the band, and then me and Dave took it to our little home studio and kind of finished it off, and then we took it to another writer in London who helped us write the Hope hook. But lyrically, it's just about what we are as a band. You know, we put everything into what we do as a band, and you need a little bit of luck, and you need a lot of hope in your life, and that's kind of the song in its. The song kind of represents the band for me personally.
I like that. I like that, I do. Okay, here we go. Then this is Lucky Ones, and this is the Dunwells.
I don't want to forget what makes me important. In the blink of an eye, can be lost from your mind. But I can't break a promise. I really want this. I'm taking your side, not rushing my life. If all I was left here was all I wanted, there's no need to change the hands of time. We are the lucky ones. We have just what we want. We see just what becomes. Hope can change your mind. Hope can change your life. Open your eyes and save some love for the lucky ones. Hope can change your mind. Hope can change your life. Open your eyes and save some love for the lucky ones. All this rewinding is a constant reminder of how I got here, what I left behind. I can't slow this down. I need to remember. We are the lucky ones. We have just what we want. We see just what becomes. Hope can change your mind. Hope can change your life. Open your eyes and save some love for the lucky ones. Hope can change your mind. Hope can change your life. Open your eyes and save some love for the lucky ones. Out in the woods, we are the lucky ones. Into the fire, we are the lucky ones. Head of the water, we are the lucky ones. No one's gonna pull. Out of the flood.
Open your eyes and save some love for the lucky ones.